Hello, welcome back. It's 15 minutes gone past 4 p.m. It is still Hard Facts, originally live from your number one talk station, Nigeria Info. I'm Dial. Compliment of the season once again. And let's talk safety on our roads. Have our roads been safer in the year 2022? Well, the FROC has released something of a review of how things have played out in the year 2022 on our roads, especially here in River State. Now, the Federal Road Safety Corps, FRSC, in River State says it recorded 85 reported road crashes from January to October 2022 in River State. Now, River Sector Commander Salisu Galadunchi said this while speaking of the performance of the command in the year under review. Galadunchi told our correspondent that 15 of the road crashes were fatal, while 16 persons lost their lives. He said Rivers Command was rated among the states with the lowest road crashes in the FRSC road crash assessment in 2022. Let's take a listen to what the FRSC sector commander, Rivers State, had to say on this.
In 37 states, where some places you see accidents are happening every minute, every hour, people are dying. Here, we are rated the lowest, among the lowest states that have recorded road traffic crash. From my data, as at October, I can tell you we have recorded some road traffic crash. And these road traffic crash are the ones that are reported to us officially. You cannot report what you do not know. We have recorded 85 road traffic crash, which out of them, there are 50 serious accidents, and we have 15 minor. 16 people died within the period.
The River State FRSC sector commander, Salisu Galadunchi, also said the command has arrested 14,857 traffic violators with 1,926 offences from January to October.
In the effort of what we are doing, we have been able to arrest traffic violators, those that have committed various degree of traffic offenses. And out of that 14,000 people that have committed offense, we have recorded 19,263 offenses. Out of that one, there are some offenses that we say critical offenses. What do I mean by critical offense? Critical offenses are those offenses that are committed by commuters or drivers that could lead to road traffic crash. One of it is the use of phone while driving, wrongful overtaking.
He also said that personnel, patrol vans, ambulances, and two tow trucks have been deployed to the roads to ensure the free flow of traffic during the Yuletide celebration.
Our command, right now we are on the road, some are on the road, some are doing traffic control. We are going around to monitor to make sure this Yuletide season must be very good. We are into partnership with National Emergency Management Agency, where would they bring out the ambulance. We are into partnership with State Ambulance Service, where they provide an ambulance to station on the critical corridors in case of any emergency. We build a camp at the Oibo and Ahoda Road. In case travelers where they have emergency, they can stop there, get help, and we rest. This is the period when other people are celebrating and sleeping. We are here on duty. We don't go anywhere.
Now, the River State FRSC sector commander also advised drivers to be cautious and avoid intake of alcohol while driving to avoid road crash.
My message to the public now, you can see just remaining how many days to the Christmas. Always everywhere. It's only the living that celebrate. And not only the living. You must be alive and healthy for you to be able to celebrate. Everybody must try to drive very carefully. As you are driving carefully, you must also be able to observe those that may not be driving carefully so that to avoid them. Please, everybody should drive carefully. Let us celebrate moderately. You must not go and drink and come out and drive because you are celebrating and remembering the birth of Jesus. No.
Let's talk about this for a bit. Have you felt safer on the roads, on our roads, in the year 2022? Do you feel that the roads have been safer this year? My line's open. Call 0700-93-093. Still expecting my guest, Salisu Galadunchi, FRSC Sector Commander, River State. Hopefully he will join in a moment. And we can pose some questions to him. All right, but I'm asking you still, have the roads been safer in the year 2022? And what's your assessment of the performance of the FRSC in River State in the year 2022? Have you had any encounter in this year with FRSC officers? How would you rate that encounter? What was your experience with them? And whether or not you experienced them directly or had a direct encounter with the FRSC in the year 2022, have you felt safer on the roads? Do you think that the roads are safer or have been safer this year and even during this Yuletide season as well compared to previous years? Lines open. Hello, Hard Factor. Welcome. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Hi, you're welcome. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm Chris, calling from Port Harcourt.
Go ahead, Chris.
For me, I've not seen anything those people have done. Instead, they will go to a bad spot just to stop motor commercial vehicles, and you give them something before you pass. If you don't give them, they will tell you, if you don't give me this, I will book you. And they will determine how much you give them before they will let you go.
Have they stopped you like that before?
Jonathan,
have you been stopped like that before?
At a certain place.
You have to listen to my question and give your response to it. All right, he's not listening to me. Once again, 0700-923-0923 is the number to call. 0700-930-93. Or send in a comment via WhatsApp on 0809-030-6416. Have you felt safer on our roads in the year 2022, have you had any encounters or, you know, direct or not with FRSC officials? How would you rate those you encounter with them? Hello, Hard Factor, welcome. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Yes, good day, go ahead. Are the roads safer or have they been safer in the year 2022? Whatever your response is, would you credit the FRSC as being responsible for that, whatever your experience has been? Once again, number to call 0700-93-093. You can send a message in via WhatsApp as well on 0809-030-6416. Let's take another quick call. Hello, Hard Factor, welcome. Please go ahead.
Yeah, Dayo, good afternoon.
Hi, right, go ahead.
No, it's Christian calling from Port Harcourt.
Go ahead, Christian.
Oh, I think we will not say they've not been trying, but I think they really need to put more effort. And is it not possible to stop this whole harassment and the reason for the whole harassment once and for all in Nigeria? If we have a working system where we can even say, okay, we are going to give motorists like a given period of time to ensure that all their particulars are complete. And then maybe we criminalize all this issue of bribery and even both the giver and the receiver.
Are you talking about the FRSC now?
Yes, yes.
Have you had any personal or direct encounter with an FRSC official?
I haven't, like, with my own vehicle, but sometimes maybe boarding some, let's say, commercial vehicles, I always notice how you know, they let go most of these drivers by just receiving those money. And that is why I'm talking about, can those issues not be solved once and for all?
Go on.
Yeah, where a time frame should be given by at least, even if we make it a law in Nigeria that by giving bribe or receiving bribe from any motorist, like it should be a crime.
We already have that law, Christian. It's a crime to do that already.
Yeah, but it's not enforced. It's not enforced. Assuming it's made in such a way, if you can provide any evidence, let's say...
Christian, I apologize, but that's too much that I can take from you. Run out of time. Got a commercial break coming up. My guest is here already. Conversation continues afterwards.
We take off with the biggest conversations, with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Harcourt.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts.
Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station. And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Welcome back to Hard Facts to Nigeria Info here in Port Harcourt, the number one talk station. I'm Dyer, complimented this season once again. And in this hour, which the conversation continues on safety on our roads, especially in the year 2022, I'm asking you, have we felt safer on our roads in this year? Let's get your take. But I'm joined in the studio right now by my guest, Salisu Galadunji, is FRS's Sector Commander, River State. Commander, good evening to you. Compliment to this season. Welcome to Hard Facts.
Good evening, Dayo. And I want to apologize for being late here due to some exigencies of duty. I was in the office trying to listen to a complaint somebody brought. So, but thank God I'm here. And I want to wish the people of River State Merry Christmas is gone. Happy New Year in advance. We're coming. So we're here. Let's talk.
Good to have you here.
Thank you very much.
You released, well, maybe not, I'm not sure if it's official, but in your conversation with our reporter, which is our news, there was something of a review of sorts.
Yes.
You know, of the year 2022 vis-a-vis safety on our roads in this year, especially in River State. So I'd like to ask you, were the roads safer in River State in the year 2022? And if so, what was responsible for that?
Yes, if River State, I can beat myself to say the roads are safer, but though we are not there where we want to be, but if you compare with the statistics of all the other states across the Federation, if you see what we have in Rivers, you see, yes, the roads are safer because we have much lesser road traffic crashes, we have lesser injuries. We have lesser record of the road traffic crashes, say fatality, I mean. So in totality, everything, that is the only parameter that we know that it is. And from the feedback we are getting from people, those some people who call, there are criticisms which we listen to it, we are said we take a correction where we, but generally, based on the fact that we have and the statistics we have, we can say, yes, in River State, the roads are safer. Especially now if you look at within Port Harcourt City, you cannot compare even with the previous maybe 6 months or 1 month where everywhere you see is blocked. Now, more than 90% or more than that, the roads are free and freer. People can, for example, even from Eliezu here, if you are going down to a CFC, then within less than 10 minutes, one can get there because there are more roads that are open and bridges are reconstructed by the state government, courtesy His Excellency. And so many other more are coming out. So the more we get that infrastructure from the state government, the more the roads are free and the safer it becomes. Do you understand? So outside the state, our men are positioned day in, day out, especially this period, to ensure that free traffic flow and to warn the people on the other side. So We thank God for that. Yes.
What would you say is the biggest contributor, or what would you attribute as being the biggest or most important factor to the safer road situation in River State now?
Yes, like I say, one of the biggest factor, whether we like it or not, we must give credit, kudos to His Excellency, the Executive Governor of River State. Somebody like me, I can say that I came here in second half of 2020. I can tell you during my stay here, I've witnessed ten bridges that were constructed and they launched and opened by him. Now that is plus other roads at the other local governments. So when you look at that one, he has done much. He has spent billions of naira in the infrastructure, especially we that has to do with federal roads, city roads and bridges. The just recent one that was a commission, Rumukusi, and very soon I think the one at NT Road will be commissioned. So you can see 10, 11, 12 or something like that. So it is, like I said the other time I came here, him doing that kind of thing is making my job much easier because the more the roads are free, the more the roads are open, people get to where to want to go easily, faster, and safer. So the rest is we now manage the situation. There can never be a day that you cannot have situation. People in tendencies of disobeying road traffic regulation, tendencies of disobeying even traffic light and all those kind of things. And so those are the issues that we continue to manage day in, day out. We continue to also educate people on the better way of how to manage the road, on better way and safer way to drive and get where they want to go through the median like this one. So we have been doing that one every day, day in, day out, especially within this period.
Now, you say that some people still have a tendency to disobey traffic rules,
yes,
and there are still issues. And earlier in our conversation, you said that you also said that even though we have recorded progress in terms of safety on our roads, we're still not where we want to be. So what, in spite of the progress made thus far, what remains the biggest threat to safety on our roads?
Yes, the biggest threat is still because people, the biggest threat is the people themselves, do you understand? The drivers themselves, because 90% of causes of road traffic crashes are caused by human beings ourselves. It's either due to our poor driving culture, due to tendency to disobey traffic rules and regulation, and so many things like that. Any other thing that you see, even if somebody comes to tell you that, the vehicle had an accident because it has some mechanical issue. But first of all, it's a human being that drives it. A human being is supposed to know that this vehicle is has some deficiency in its own engine or whatever. So that's why I'm telling you. Now, despite what we are doing, for example, just a few days I came to this studio, I talked about what you are talking about now already. I gave the statistics of the road traffic crashes we have. And then I think I gave that we had recorded that time we recorded, is it 90, the day I came here. So between that time and now, we have recorded two additional ones. And the most unfortunate thing, I was warning people, do never ever think that because it's 24th December, or no, it is 12 midnight, 25th December, you wake up in the morning, it's Christmas Day. No, it's still not a guarantee. Now, something like that happened on that Christmas Day. And since that day, I've not been myself. Since that day, you understand, it has spoiled all the thing that was the only thing it made us to buckle off again to make sure it doesn't happen again. Now, what am I saying? On 25th, Christmas Day, I was already on the road, going about monitoring what is happening, what my men are doing. I was already around the LMA as is. I passed Apajo, then a call came in. There was a road traffic crash at Oyibo along Gaba Road. So myself and the men, we quickly run there to understand. But the situation that we made there, it made somebody very, very sad. It is so, so unfortunate. We were very angry about that situation because 8 people died instantly on that accident. And now what happened is, you can imagine that a scenario that, if you know that road now where the federal government has already done, is so wide. And now there was this tanker that the man must have parked the motor far away. When I say far, far, far away from the road, the tanker where it was parked has no connection with the road again. So nobody has any business to go there and enter it. But unfortunately, you can see this driver that we suspected was driving under the influence. He took 10 people inside the bus. He went behind that tanker and entered. Himself and 7 other people perished immediately. Died, 2 sustained injury. Now, there are 4 male adults that died, 1 female adult, then 3 children. 8 of them died on a Christmas Day in the morning, 9 to 10. So you can imagine what the family are going through now. The driver has died, so nobody can ask him anything. Why did he do that? Nobody can take him to court. You understand? Mm-hmm. So, despite what we are talking, so we want to make sure that we don't witness this kind of thing, not only between now and 1st January, even beyond. We have been having battling issues with LMA Road in the black spot area like Ahoda and all the others. So, but when you put all that one together, we see that's why we see say that Rivers State here in the FRSC, we have the lowest record of RTC. Because that day I gave the figure of, 16 persons that died throughout the year out of 90 road traffic crashes that were reported to us. So with the figure of 8, then when you put it out, you see that you have 24 person that have died from January till now today. This morning we have recorded very minor. One of my friends, a journalist at the Waterline. That one is a minor because no injury, nothing. It's just damage to property. So we continue to talk about this thing. We continue to appeal to the public, especially our drivers. The Christmas is gone, but the euphoria is still on. And the the anxiety of New Year coming in is still there. So please and please and please, we in the Federal Road say to go, we want everybody to stay alive. We want you to celebrate in good health and this. Please and please do what the Bible says. Please and please do what is right. You understand? You can see that the whole of this Port Harcourt corner, the roads are smooth.
How big a problem? You say this particular accident, very likely there was a case of driving under the influence. How big a problem is that with mishaps on our roads, driving under the influence?
Yes, it's a big problem because intoxicants and the alcohol drinks are not supposed to, they can never mess up with the issue of driving. Because driving is an issue where it requires all your senses to be together. So any negation of that one, where you have anything that will now make you feel drowsy, even drugs, the drugs that you can get on the counter by the doctor, you understand, can get somebody weak or intoxicated because it depends on the sickness that took you to hospital by the doctor. That's why we always advise, if you know you are a driver or you want to drive and go somewhere, you have to visit a hospital yourself. So when he is prescribing drugs for you, you better tell him that you want to be on the road, you want to be on steering. The doctor will quickly know that, no, this is not the kind of drug that you're supposed to, because malaria drugs, some of them, when you take them, within 5 minutes, the next 10 minutes, the whole of your body system will be very weak. It make it very difficult for you to handle yourself. So anything like that. So people must not get drunk and drive. If you must drink and drive, you will say you must drink salt drink and water and all those things. That you don't. When you drink, you know that you cannot handle it. You find a place, and so it doesn't go. Not to talk of a fatigue itself, when you have overworked from morning to evening to night, especially if you are a driver. Those one now, this is the period where they make excess gain. You understand? They make some extra money. They come from Lagos or they come from Abuja. Passengers are stranded. They are so desperate. Example, if it is 15,000, they are willing to pay 20,000 naira to go. Then the driver, without consideration of his own health and his own condition, he now picks them and collect the money and go on the road and start dozing off. So when the mind is not there, driving is the issue of the mind. Mind on the road, you understand, need to be focused, need to be fully conscious. So once there is anything that is overloading the brain has no any other place to assume its own stress other than the body. So when it come down, you see that it start from your hand, go down to your legs. You feel dumpness that you cannot even move. At that time, you cannot sit any nature.
But particularly regarding driving under the influence, do we have a high incidence of that?
No, in this river, say the truth of the matter, we have not recorded high incidence. But there are cases in some places, since I came here, I've taken that matter very seriously. Because every morning I used to take campaign to the motor pass where we do what we call early morning cry. Even the drivers that are going, we inspect them. If we suspect something of that nature, we quickly alert the union, the garage people. And we have some equipment that are even donated by a company to us that we normally use to test people. So the moment we suspect somebody like that, it's a very difficult job. Some people don't like it. Some people don't want this. Some people pick offense when you suspect them. They start saying all sorts. But we make them to understand, I know it's for your own good. Because if somebody is obviously there, even if you come and do the traditional one, you put a straight line and ask the person to walk straight, you see what is happening. Recently, I uploaded a video on my social media. Because somebody recorded it actually and sent to me, and where he was following a Homer bus, the driver was obviously distracted, he was going. So There were a lot of comments on that one. So it is a very serious thing that people must avoid, because this life is very precious. No matter what you see, the moment you perish, once somebody is dead, is dead. There's no any spare life that somebody, and when somebody is incapacitated permanently, it's even more worse, because you are alive, but you are becoming like a vegetable that is not useful to anybody, to yourself or to anybody. You can only be inflicting pains on your family every time, finding a way on how to take care of you. You are not dead. They cannot kill you. You cannot kill yourself. So things like that.
Obviously, driving under the influence is a human factor.
It's a human factor.
And earlier on in our conversation as well, you said the biggest threat we have to safety in our roads is the human factor.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you think that's the case because we don't have high levels of deterrence? And I'll explain what I mean in some further. You know, other countries of the world where you have less situation on the road, or where you have a high level of adherence to road traffic rules and regulations, not because they are better people per se.
Yeah,
it's because you know that if I jump a red light, for example, or if I do this, I'm going to get a ticket.
Mm.
You know, the system will find me out and the system will punish me for it. So do you think that we have these high cases of human error or human influence causing road mishaps because we don't have a high level of punishment or consequence which acts as deterrence?
You see, you are right in some way, because like in the Federal Road Safety Code, we have outlined various degrees of offenses, and the punishment will be violators of road traffic rule. But we can only operate within the limit of our own act. Where people are found guilty of those ones, you punish them. In some cases, we even do mobile court. Just in the past 1 week, we have gone around do mobile court in all the part of the state, from Ahoda to Isiokwe, Eleme, and everywhere, so to administer instant justice to the motoring public. But like you said, it's like just one thing that is with us in this Nigeria, which most at times I find it very difficult to understand, because you just mentioned that it's not that there is no law. I don't agree with people that they say, there is no law in this country. No, the law is there, but the disregard for the law is what we are seeing every day. People tend to do things, they think they don't want to be punished, everything keeps. There's somebody you stop here, he will be speaking American language to you. Why did you stop me? Why did you do that? But you cannot dare try it to any American police when they stop you. So it's not only about FRC. Crime, people do crime. In Nigeria, they expect to just go free because they think they have money or they have influence and all those things. But in terms of road traffic crash, you understand, you are influence, your money and whatever you have. It is only the roads. The road is not a... The road is not, it doesn't forgive, if I use this word, because if you continue to do something that is wrong and you think a road safety staff will stop you, you abuse him or you kill him or whatever it is, the road doesn't forgive. You continue to do that one, the day it is going to happen. Who knows among those ones that I said died yesterday, do I know whether there is a rich man, whether there is a pastor, whether there is something, whether there is a Muslim or Christian? No. What we counted, there were 8 people, human beings. We do not count their own ethnicity. We do not count their own status. And that is how road traffic, right? It doesn't consider your own status when it's going to kill you. It will kill you. If you are a governor, it will kill you. If you are a minister, it will kill you. If you are a pastor, if you do wrong, it will kill you. So the road does not forget, and it does not, it's not, it can just happen anytime.
Pardon me, Commander. Now, it's still on, of course, safety on our roads. We are concerned, as you are as well, I'm sure, not just for interstate travel, but even interstate within the state as well.
Yeah.
Now, there is a perception, real or imagined, that commercial drivers can do anything. The authorities, agencies of government, such as the FRS, they don't bother much with commercial drivers. And it's private drivers that they focus on. And that's why you see commercial drivers, the vehicles looking, sometimes you see a commercial bus or vehicle, the chassis is going in one direction, the body is going in a separate direction. You see tires that are completely worn out. You see a vehicle that obviously looks, it's not fit to be on the road. But that is the state of a lot of commercial drive vehicles on the road. Is that the case, really?
You see, that is not the case. It's a misinformation on the part of the general public and misconception of the whole thing. Because the problem we have is people do not stay with us to see when we are doing what, to see the type of vehicles we are arresting for this thing. And like I say, we must operate within the ambit or the law, what our access, we cannot go beyond it. Whatever I tell you now, even from the day I guess the statistic that we're reading already, it has increased. Because now I say from January to last month, we have recorded, that is the traffic violators we call offenders that we arrested, 14,857. Will anybody out there tell me that out of the 14,857, all of them are private vehicles? No. Day in, day out, we impound private vehicles. We impound commercial vehicles. We catch trucks and this thing. Various degrees of offense, and according to what the law says, when they now do this, we let them go. So, like I said in this studio, that we, throughout this year, we have embarked on operation, get rid of rickety vehicle off a river set. We do impound them, you see them, no real light, no alarm, this and that, all those kind of things. But what the law says is we talk to them about it, we show them, they will take an attack, taking there, they are going to fix those things, and we let them go. You cannot, fundamental human right like that, we cannot continue to turn the vehicle. And obviously, you cannot turn your office into a garage. I said it here, time with our number. We cannot turn our office into a garage where everybody will have to come and repair their vehicle. No, you go to a mechanic garage and do it with a promise. We have already taken the number. We have already taken this in. Tomorrow, the patrolman will bring you back where you refuse to do it. So this 14,857 degrees of a types, different types of vehicle that were apprehended and brought to our office for various degrees of traffic violations. It's just that people don't, they will really want to see, let somebody just undertake a kind of research, a study. You can come and you can decide to come and stay with us for 7 days. There's no way you see all types of vehicle that you want us to see, wish us to see. These are the situations.
Well, 2022 is coming to an end. 2023 is just around the corner.
Yeah.
What are the projections of your command for the next year?
No, my 2023, and you know, 2023 is the year where now every Nigerian is looking up to. Why? Because of general elections. So 2023 is more buckling off for Federal Road State to Koriva State. This kind of statistic that I'm telling you, in terms of this fatality, we're going to make sure that we must bring it down to the barest minimum. We don't want to see anybody die in Rivers, not talk of anywhere in Nigeria, because human beings are very precious lives at this, and we don't want to be losing, especially productive life like that. So we have so many plans, especially towards the general election, that we must go and certify our specialists, must go and certify all the vehicles that INEC is going to use for election. They must be roadworthy, they must be certified fit to enter road, so that when they are doing movement, there will be no any story of any breakdown, no any accident. And third, I will continue. We are not going to relent in talking to the people, so that let this gospel of Road Safety reach everywhere, nook and crannies or rivers, so that everybody must listen and try to stay alive.
Pardon me, Commander, we're almost out of time. If you can respond to this in a minute, please. Accusations that some of the men are receiving bribes.
You say bribe issue, we talk about it, Dayo. The last time I came here, I talked about it. I think the last caller was even talking where you are telling the law is taking. The law is there. The giver and the taker all are guilty. The giver and the taker. The last week that I said there, I came and telling people, why is it that you are caught for infractions or road traffic issues that warrant you to go and pay a government, for example, 1,000 or 2,000? Why is it that you rather corner yourself and give a bribe the person 5,000 naira? Why are we, don't we think, why is it that we do not attempt to bribe anybody outside the country? Why do we come back here, we bribe people? We give and they take and they come and complain. So we must stop doing that kind of thing. They have been paid salary. Nobody is sending them. We give them fuel. We service the car. It is blood money they are eating. Anybody that eats bribe is blood money as far as Road Safety is concerned. Because why we call it blood money, instead of you to ensure that you correct the person, if you take the money and the person go and had an accident, the blood is in your hand. Because you have seen him doing that and you refuse. So the people should not be given the bribe, because, well, like I said, Dayona, let me quickly round up.
I apologize, Kevin. Yes. We have run completely out of time right now.
Okay, okay.
My guest, Alex Galadunchi, Air Force Technical Commander, River State. Many thanks for your time.
Thank you very much.
And wish you and your men the very
best. Thank you. Happy. Wish everybody a happy new year in advance.